going on, everybody? Casey here, Virginia Game Day, checking in with another episode of the podcast. We're here with an instant reaction after Virginia's gigantic 60-38 blowout of Miami at JPJ, extending the home win streak, extending the season win streak to 7, and really burying a good team. And we won by 22. It could have probably been more than that. Tony Bennett called off the dogs pretty much with like 10 minutes to go. Miami hit a three like right near the end of the game. The 22-point win really doesn't do it justice. Should have been more than that. But I'm so happy they won, beat them by 20 plus. Two, held them under 40. Because those are the kind of games that really, really help with like the KenPom analytics and other analytics like that. For example, we only jumped up three spots with the quad one win over Clemson, but beating Miami, which is like a quad two or three win, jumped us up 10 spots in the KenPom rankings because it was by so much. We were dominant. Our offense was good. Our defense was good. And we're going to talk a whole bunch about this game because it was that beautiful. But I just want to get out there and say that holding them under 40 is just, you know, a Tony Bennett masterpiece. It's a huge for the confidence, and it's a shot across the bow at the ACC. Puts everyone on notice. This team is playing their best basketball right now. We can blow people out when we need to. And this was not a bad offense. This was a team coming into the game, Miami, top 50 offense in efficiency on KenPom. A Final Four team a year ago. Not quite the same team, of course, but this team was in the Final Four last year. Had a Elite Eight run, I think, the year before. Like, this is a good program with good wins this year. They beat Kansas State. They beat Georgia. They beat UCF. They beat Clemson, who is, you know, a quad one team. Virginia Tech twice. This is not a bad team. And yet Virginia holds them to 38 points. Really, we held the starters to, like, 30 points. And then, you know, at the end of the game, it was what it was. But come on. Tony Bennett's got these guys in sync. Shout out to the boy band. In sync. On defense this entire game. The defense on a string. Closing out strong. Crisp. Pass goes to the post. Choke the post. Pass kicks out. Close out quick. Contested shot. Fighting over screens. Like Andrew Rohde. We'll talk about Rohde and the offense, you know, hiccups. Dude was fighting over screens tonight, playing his ass off on defense with a tough matchup. Dante Harris, tough minutes off the bench, not lighting up the stat sheet, but come on, a pest in the ball handler's shorts, giving him the business, fighting over screens, doing what it takes to win, not giving him an inch. And they weren't giving us an inch either, especially to start the game. But we wore him down, we took good shots, we used the whole shot clock. You know, a lot of people passed up decent shots to get really good shots. And that's what happens. You shoot 49% from two, 46% from three. You have 20 assists and three turnovers. That's all you need to know. 20 dimes, three turnovers. But man, there are some crazy numbers in this game. The biggest one being 38 points to Miami, a top 50 offense. And shout out to the whiteout at JPJ. Shout out to the student section. Shout out to the baseball team out there throwing shirts, just in their jerseys. Shout out to the section that we're in. Usually there's a lot of empty seats. Not tonight. Everyone showed out tonight. When you win six in a row and you get the fringe, the casual fans back on board, place was rocking tonight. Loud. The loud house. 7 wins in a row, UVA. 18-5, 9-3 in the ACC. What's up? All right, there was a run in the first half, a defensive run. That might have been the best defense I've seen this team play in a long, 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 long time. They couldn't get anything. They started out with 7 quick points. Like, they were not quick, but they were up 7-2 on us. And then from there, we only held them to 10 points the rest of the way in the first half. We were getting steals. Oh my God, so many blocks tonight. But there was a stretch in the first half where we were making every play we needed to be made. It got the crowd into it, and then we were just feeding off of it. I mentioned Dante Harris before. And Dante Harris was the guy at Georgetown, but he's not getting the numbers here, but I guarantee he's enjoying his role on this team when he's getting crucial minutes and in an environment like that. Like, talk about adrenaline. Oh, my God. And then on offense, the defense was on a string the whole game, you know, like super fluid. The offense, as crisp as can be, coming off of screens, running the offense to perfection, you know, the same offense we've ran for a long time. It was just so crisp tonight, you know, slipping screens, little passes, little bounce passes in perfect spots, hitting the open shots, getting everyone involved. It wasn't a game where reshot 20 times or anything like that. Everyone was getting involved. It's been kind of someone else each game, but lately Reese and Groves have been consistent, knocking down shots, setting other people up. Groves just gives us a whole nother like layer. If he can continue this, and I think he will, he's feeling it, confident. That's momentum. That really makes us dangerous. Whew. Tony Elliott was sitting a couple rows ahead of me. Had the whole family out there. This was a who's who for UVA fans. Everyone was there. Place was packed. Packed, packed, packed. All right. Oh, and let me finish my thought. That run in the first half, when the Tane Murray three went down, it blew the doors off the place. There was an IMAC jumper, a Ryan Dunn dunk, another Dunn block that led to a layup, assist by Tane Murray, a Beekman layup, and then the Tane three, which made it we were up by three, and then after the Tane three, we were up by 14. It blew the place, and from then on, we were in control. Unbelievable. All right, let's go through some of these numbers, guys. Whew. And pull up KenPom, get the actual minutes here. Gotta love the minutes. I don't think I'm going to have the plus minuses yet, but that's all right. We'll see what we can come up with. No, check that. I got everything. I got it all. All right. The starting five tonight, Minor, Beekman, Rohde, McNeely, and Dunn. But it wasn't all the starting five that gave us the lift. It was everybody. Jordan Minor, one of his quieter games, although he was playing tough defense on Omir, who's a really good player. At times during the game, we threw a few different looks at him. But him and Omir were banging, and Minor was frustrating the hell out of Omir. Omir was asking for every call, chirping the refs, took him right out of the game. Minor took him right out of the game at certain points. He was frustrated. He finished 16 minutes, 2 points. He missed a couple chippies, but he missed them because he was giving Omir an extra good bump before he went up for his layups, and that's okay by me. 16 minutes, 2 points, 1-4 shooting, a couple boards, but strong minutes, strong 16 minutes. Reese Beekman only played 26 minutes because, you know, the game kind of got out of hand and we had the bench guys in. But 26 minutes, 16 points, 7 dimes, a plus 15 on the plus minus. He saved our free throw shooting because he's the only one who made any free throws today. A home game, we only shot 6 free throws. Miami shot 15. Most of them were in garbage time. But Reese made the only 3 free throws for us. 6 of 11. 1 of 1 from deep. That was a big 3. I remember that. 4 boards. 16 total points. 7 assists. Huge game from Reese. Rohde, a solid 15 minutes. I think that's his sweet spot, kind of in that 12 to 18, 20 minute range. He's gun shy right now, you can tell. But I will say I don't love that he's gun shy, because one of the things I liked about him coming in, like in the blue and white scrimmage and early on, he was looking for a shot and looking to you know, get those mid-range, get to the cup, all that stuff. Now he's basically a wide open three. He'll take it. Otherwise, he's not looking to do a whole lot. But some of the shots that he passed up were good shots, and we eventually got great shots. So, I mean, you can't really – if you score on that possession, you can't really blame Rhodey for passing him up. But just from a confidence perspective, he needs to get his confidence back. He was 1 of 4. He made one nice drive where the defender overplayed and he went left and got to the basket. But he's going to need to get that confidence back for the stretch run, because he is playing really good defense. And coach obviously likes him in the starting lineup, and he gives us good size at that position. And, you know, it is what it is. But missed both his threes, and he hit that big three last game against Clemson. So don't forget that. Probably his biggest shot in since being here. 2 points, 2 assists. He made a couple good passes, had a couple turnovers too. +2 on the plus minus score. IMAC, the minutes leader for the Hoos, 30 minutes, pretty much 30 minutes even. 9 points, 6 rebounds. He made a really good hustle play towards the end of the game, kind of like maybe it was 6 or 7 minutes left where we're still up by 20, but it just, we hadn't scored in a while, and it was a big play by him to keep an offensive board alive, and Reese got it and got fouled and made his free throws. IMAC, 4 dimes, 2 steals, had to bring the ball up certain times, held up against big pressure, held up on defense, played really good defense against Miami's guards. He had a +27, plus minus, so that tells you a whole lot about IMAC's game. Ryan Dunn at home, we've talked about it before, just huge. He had a bunch of dunks tonight. One of them, which you'll see on like Virginia social media, he was above the rim. He almost like hit his head on the rim. He was so high. Alley-oops, 2 steals, 2 block shots, a team high, +29, plus minus. When he was on the floor, he's 30 points better than Miami. Unreal. The team is floating right now, man. Team is crisp. So that rounds out. He had 8 points. 8 points, 8 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. That's a classic Ryan Dunn stat line there. That rounds out the starters off the bench. Your minutes leader off the bench, Blake Buchanan, really finding his touch there with those middle mid-range shots. 6 points, couple boards, 2 blocks. He got in the mix with the blocks when he was on the floor. He was on the floor for one of those big runs. +25, plus minus. Jake Groves, 12 points in only 17 minutes. That's efficient right there. And he missed a couple jumpers that you would probably expect him to make, like little 8-9 foot jumpers that just kind of rimmed out. He's feeling it right now. 5 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 4 from deep. Missed his 2 free throw attempts. That was a good steal by Dante. And then found Jake. Jake got fouled, missed the free throws. So Jake probably should have had 14. But 3 games in a row for my man. The transfer with all sorts of college basketball experience coming in and finding his groove. 18 against Notre Dame. Y'all remember that game. 17 against Clemson. 12 against Miami. Look at our guy, 47 points in his last 3 games. Payne Murray, 19 minutes. Payne has like found a whole new life. He's one of the dudes now. There's been a lot of Payne haters. I've been like, you know, kind of like Luke on Payne for a while, but he's one of the guys now. Payne's stock is through the roof. Hopefully you bought it early because you're cashing in now. 19 minutes, 4 dimes. Against Notre Dame, he had 4 dimes. So not only is he playing tough defense, hitting shots when he's open, but he's running the offense, finding guys and setting them up for buckets. a plus 10 on the plus minus for Tane Murray. Dante Harris, one of my favorites, 14 minutes, plus 7 on the plus minus. Didn't score, only shot once. It was at the end of a shot clock, little mid-range jumper. But 3 assists, playing great defense. You got to love what Dante brings to this team, and he's got to be loving this right now because this team is flying. He's getting serious minutes, and he is vital, vital, vital to this squad. I like when it's Dante and Reese out there at the same time. It's a real dangerous defensive matchup for opposing teams' backcourts. Won't give you an inch. So that's pretty much a rotation, right? The 5 starters, Blake, Jake, Dante, and Tane off the bench. And then in a pinch, we got Gertrude or Bond. They haven't played much lately, but you know that they can be dynamic and make plays in certain spots. So we're playing 9-man rotation right now, but you have Gertrude and Bond who can also do things if need be. They got in later in the game with four and change left. Gertrude got a bucket. It's his first bucket in a minute. Gertrude had a bucket against Louisville. But don't forget, you know, he's playing serious minutes with Dante out. So everyone's kind of responsible and had big moments. And Bond hasn't played in the last couple of games. But earlier in the season, he was getting real big minutes as well. 16, 12, 14. That West Virginia game, he had 8. That was a game we really needed. So everyone's done their part this season. But this lineup that they have now is really hit a groove and a stride. And it's amazing. Virginia led by as many as 26. We had 32 points in the paint. Outscored them by 12 in the first half, 10 in the second half. We held them to 28% shooting. Tony's going to love that. 10% from 3. Forced 11 turnovers. Nigel Pack held them to 2 points. Nigel Pack, who averages 15, who has averaged 15 for 4 years between Kansas State and Miami, held them to 2 points. That's a testament to our guards. Only dude in double figures for them was Omir, who had 11. But really, really strong game by the Hoos, man. Next up for Virginia, it's going to be Florida State this weekend. We got a nice break, though. You know, we had having the Saturday, Monday back-to-back with Clemson, Miami wins. Monstrous. Now we got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to rest up before Florida State on the road on Saturday. That's going to be an 8 o'clock game on the CW, which I don't get. That sucks. I'll have to find a way to get that game going. Florida State ranked 82nd in KenPom. They've got some decent wins. They beat Wake Forest. They beat Colorado, which is, you know, number 20, top 25 in KenPom. But KenPom has us losing this game because it's away. But I'm not afraid of Florida State. I think we can win it. We extend our win streak to 8. Let's go. Hope we can do that. Then we're home for 2. So Florida State on the road this Saturday. Then next week we got home versus Pittsburgh, home against Wake Forest. That'll be the first home Saturday game in a long time. We ain't been home on Saturday in a minute. It might have been that Syracuse game. Oh, no, that Northeastern game, that weird-ass Northeastern game, which I almost lost. Last home ACC game was December 2nd against Syracuse. We were up by 30. We only ended up winning by 22. It should have been 30, but whatever. But enjoy it, guys. The crowd was great tonight. Good time to be a UVA basketball fan. Go Hoos. This team is feeling it. Tonight was perfect. Damn near masterpiece. I can't wait to hear Tony's post game. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for listening. Talk to y'all again this weekend, hopefully after a win against Florida State. So at Virginia Game Day on Instagram, Virginia Game Day Podcast, all the biggest platforms, all the major platforms. Thank you guys, and go Hoos.